in the next 6 weeks. Just set the tone for the season. Be healthy. Determine what 25 guys are going to start the season, and really kind of look long-term as well. Get an opportunity to see many young kids that probably aren't going to be with us. Establish a mindset with them so they can. We've talked a lot about changing the culture, so we've got this amount of time to do it. And then for the guys that don't make it, to take that down into the minor leagues. We've had organizational meetings here. I'm sure Kevin's told you about those, and they were outstanding. Some of you were there. So we want to keep building on that to where it really is us. Who are the Diamondbacks? We're trying to redevelop that identity. And I'm not saying in 6 weeks it's going to be done, but we're going to keep building and building and building, and we won't be deterred. I would assess competition everywhere. I'd love somebody to just dazzle us. I would encourage anybody to take the attitude that they have an opportunity. I know my first year in camp was 1979. I think I was leading the team in home runs. I was a rookie. I was very raw. I got sit down. I was pissed. I hope there's some of those guys in this camp. I was the first cut. So I want them to believe this is where they belong. That's the start of it.
How critical do you think this season is in the long-term history of the organization?
Well, it's every season is important. Spring training is important. And like I said, we have a vision. We want to build on that, and we want to become who we are. Is anyone getting water? I know what happened to me.
Will there be a little more intensity this spring? Given past, you talked about maybe drills being more of a full.
We will do some full speed stuff. We got to get in shape first. I would hope that we would learn to. There's a time to relax and have some laughs around here. But then when we get into certain segments, we want to lock in, push it hard. I'm not believing that we're going to stand out there and do it till we all drop. We're looking for intensity, focus, properly executing it. We'll film it. We'll review it. Okay, then we'll relax and we'll go to the next station or whatever, and then we're going to do it again. Then ultimately when you get into a season, you want to be locked in from a certain time till the end. Changed a lot. We have a lot of new faces. I think we have more depth. We have more competition. The way I look at pitching, and I think everybody looks at the guy standing on the mound throwing the ball. We all know that part of it. That's what everybody watches during the whole game. But there's a lot more to being a pitcher in my mind than just getting up there and throwing the ball over the plate. I mean, that's a basic statement at the top. Then it's like a pyramid. The topics just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, all the way down to, I want them to be able to locate. I want everybody in the field to know what the pitch is. I want them to know where it's going, because it's easier to defend that way. So, I mean, that's easy. We want to be able to hold runners. It's very complicated how I want to do that. We want to be able to field our position. We want to be able to swing the bat. We want to make sure we've always come in here and said we got to be able to bunt. And I can tell you, I heard one of our pitchers, and he's a guy who is up for a starting role. I said, well, as long as I can bunt, that's not right. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Okay, I can bunt. I want guys that can bunt, that can slash, that I can hit, run with. Ultimately, that's our goal. So I mean, we're trying, and I just take I use. I'm using pitching right now for the topic. That goes for every position on the field. We want to try and get as good as we can get and have a broader sense of our responsibility at any given position. We want to have more ways to compete ourselves into good situations and more ways to compete ourselves out of bad situations. You know, it's like it's a bad feeling when you're, you know, you got the bases loaded, or you got a first and third, or first and second, nobody's out, and you just hope the guy can, you know, maybe get lucky and get a pop up, or he doesn't walk a guy. That's not what we're going to do. I mean, people are going to have to be on their toes. We're going to try and hold them close to the bag. We'll try to defend it. Maybe we can get a double play out of it. Okay, now it turns in a guy on third, two outs. We won't have the ability to do that. So we're going to work very hard at expanding our game. I just look at it as my responsibility. It's what Kevin and I have talked so much. We continue to talk. We've developed a pretty good friendship. We're both very similar in that we're very strong teammates. I know he's got my back. He knows I've got his back. We'll argue. It won't be a problem. We'll disagree. We'll agree. We'll stay up late and talk things out. We'll keep trying to get better. You know, like every topic I talk to this guy about, like he saw me bring my bike and he goes, I need one of those. And so, you know, now I'm getting bids for a bike, and I says, you know, your heart rate's going to go up. He goes, hey, look, I want to try to win. You know, this is how this guy is. This is how I am. We are very similar in that. So we'll leave nothing unturned to try and get better, try and figure out what's going to make us better. And, again, the Diamondback way, we want to make sure that when we come in to see somebody, they know that they're in for a very intense competition. We can do all that right and not win the game, but we're not going to roll over. We're going to fight it right to the end.
But you say you want to change the culture and determine what is a Diamondback. Is that what you're talking about?
Say that again.
When you say you want to change the culture.
We've said that all off season.
Right, I understand. And then you say you want to determine what a Diamondback is.
We are. That's exactly what we want to make sure our team knows what it means to be a Diamondback, yes. Well, that's what we're developing right now. That's what this spring training is going to be the initial stages
of
that.
Your mind's eye of what a Diamondback is, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I gave you a very just gave you a very broad statement, and I'll share that with the team. You'll start to notice. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a process. It's a process. I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to ask them. You know, you've heard that before. I'm not thinking about, geez, I wonder what they think was different. We're focused on.
Well, I mean, you've been the bench coach for a few years.
Correct.
How are you going to run it differently than what it's been like?
You know, I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to act like my way is better than the last guys or the previous guys. But I don't think that's fair. But you guys are going to be here all spring. You'll be able to see the way we approach it, and we'll readjust if we don't think it's working the proper way. But in general, we'll stay with it, and you'll see some things that are done a little bit differently. But we'll work on some things a little differently, and you already know that the day when we get in shape, we will do it full speed. I like it all. You have to understand your personnel. I mean, but I love everybody to be aggressive, sure, but you have to have the personnel to do that. So that's something that's going to be important for us to determine through spring. When we get to the season, we'll have to, you know, there are some things that we can do if we use them properly. We're going to be more successful. I obviously want to put guys in a situation to succeed. You know, it's like when I wasn't a very good thrower. So, you know, Sparky adjusted Lou Whitaker 90 feet from me. That's not a very far throw for an outfielder, okay? But I learned how to do that, and Lou Whitaker threw the ball very well. Okay, so that's how we handled that. We got some things like that that we need to deal with, to give you an analogy.
How do you do your first situation at first base? How do you
can't? Say that again? Well, we've got, Jeff Blum will play a little bit over there. Miranda will be over there. Brandon Allen will be over there. Xavier Nady will be over there. Maybe there's somebody else. Goldschmidt's going to be there. He's a young guy. Maybe there's somebody else that we don't know. But they're all going to get playing time. And, you know, I'll talk to them about the opportunities out there, and we'll see. Mike Owens might be. We might put Mike over there. You know, I'm going to talk to him when he comes in. Everybody knows he can swing the bat, right-handed power, something that we don't have a ton of off the bench. So it would be nice if he came in and he was able to play. That would give us some more flexibility. So, and they'll get plenty of work over there, you know. We'll do a lot of individual defense stuff. Maddie's in his second year. Added Alan Trammell, who knows a little bit about infield as well. So we've had a lot of conversations, and you know, we're gonna use this time to be here to cover as much of it as we can.
You had a busy off season, a lot of guys coming and going. You kind of had maybe an idea in your mind on how you think this club is going to come together, or just wait and see what happens.
I'm very open minded right now. I don't think I don't know how I could really. I don't know how I could honestly say I know how it's going to come together. I don't want to know right now. If I said how I thought it was, and Kevin, I think we'd probably be wrong. There's something, you know, this is a long spring training. We're going to play a lot of games. People are going to have a lot of opportunity. We're going to ask a lot. So when it comes down to it, as I said, when we get to the last day or when we pick that team, you know, we're going to be a lot of things taken into consideration. We're going to give these guys an opportunity to prove that they are our piece to helping us be the best we can be as a team, to be as successful as we can be as a team, not individually, as a team. Okay, guys, all done?
Like this room?
What's that?
You like this room?
It's fine. Yeah, I like it all.
You kind of have a commanding.
I'm enthusiastic about it all.
You have a commanding presence up
there. Right? We need Kevin Towers, he's next, so.
Oh, yeah.